Okay, I cannot believe that we're just a few weeks away from seeing the back end of 2019. I'm going to tell you, I found 2019 to be so extra, extra stressful, extra out there, like all the weird stuff going on. It was just a weird, intensely intense year. And I have found that it wasn't just me. Like it came up often in conversation that it was just a hard year. For whatever reason, the energy around 2019 was intense. I found myself saging my house more than once, more than I normally do, because I'm just like, what is going on? Some years are like that, though. And all I can do is just ride out 2019, keep things calm, keep them chill, and then welcome the new year. Right now, I'm about to do, or rather, I'm not even about to do, I'm in the beginning stages of my 3-week social media fast. Normally, I do 4 weeks, but this year, I only need to do 3 because I kind of disappeared a little bit anyway. So it probably is like 4 weeks of just taking a break. 2019 for me was crazy politics, crazy people, crazy weather, and just it was just crazy. And it really found me tired, humbled for more than one reason. And it was also, in some ways, a standout year. Ultimately, I'm finding that I'm ending 2019 kind of somewhere in the middle of where I wanted to end up. And while that could be really frustrating, I'm excited to see what's going to happen next year. By the way, I will talk about my plans for 2020, how to have a standout year in 2020 in the first episode for the new year. That will drop on, I think it's Wednesday, January 1st, 2020. So, personal life. This year with my personal life, I find myself just kind of, it wasn't quite what I wanted. Wasn't horrible. It was okay. It could have been better. So one of the things is I'm an only child, and I find that sometimes this is hard. Now, before those of you who are like, oh my God, everyone should have siblings, blah, 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 please be clear. I have no idea what it's like to have a sibling because I'm an only child. I like being an only child. However, there are some challenges that come with it. And sometimes you are the only one that your parent is focused on. Not even sometimes, always. You're it. That's you, 100%. And I found that I needed a little bit of time to myself. This was hard because I was also taking a lot of time for my business in previous years. So this was something that I struggled with, but sometimes you just need a little space. And I'm actually excited because I thought about, well, what is it that I can do with my mom that we both enjoy that will make her happy and me happy? And it's like this like melding of the minds. So she is actually going to be helping me with my Squarespace website, specifically with one of the projects that I'm working on that site. So I'm super excited about it. She's excited about it. We've already done one of the tasks for it. It's an ongoing thing. So we'll be doing this literally like every other week. And then the other thing I'm looking at is making sure that I have a meal with my mom every week, period. It's a non-negotiable unless for some reason she's like, oh, Michelle, like I'm busy, which she is sometimes. But I really want to make sure that I am spending quality, substantive, genuinely happy, good times with my mom. She's the only one I've got. I love her. And even though I, kind of was taking a little space this year, in general, I was just stressed out and I wasn't enjoyable to be around. But one day my mom was like, I'm lonely. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is not good. So I really thought about how can I manage my needs as well as my mom's needs. I'm getting older. My parents are getting older. Like all of us are getting older. And I think that we don't have the conversation enough about how we can care for our loved ones while caring for ourselves. So I'm happy to say I'm very excited about working on this project with my mom. She's already super stoked, and it's been a lot of fun. And I'm happy that I took some time to myself, but really, that's come to an end. And that's good. Personal friendships and connections. That was also a similar experience where I kind of disappeared. I feel like I just disappeared a little bit in 2019 because I was just grinding and like working on stuff. And I found myself not having as much time to spend with my friends. I'm really lucky that I have the friends that I do. I've known them for most of my adult life. Like most of my friends now I've known for a huge amount of time. And so because of that, they do give me some leeway and vice versa. However, just like a garden, you have to tend it so it will grow. And I also have been putting in a lot of thought about what can I do to deepen my current friendships and encourage others. And so that was something that's been really on my mind, and I've kind of figured out what I'm going to do, and I'm excited about that. Dating. Well, I will say the second half of the year got better, despite myself. However, I'm going to keep it real. I hate online dating. I really hate it. I hate dating apps. I hate all that. They feel like work. I already work online. I hate the endless like texting back and forth. Why are you texting me? Just like, let's meet if you want. Let's meet. If you like me, we're good. Like then we meet in person and either you don't. Like it's pretty straightforward. I also hate all the unspoken, like stupid rules that I have no idea what's going on. So I kind of feel like men have been really emasculated through this online dating process to a certain degree. And it's a huge turnoff. also, I just wish people would be upfront about who they are because we will notice when you arrive at the date that you're different than what you showed yourself to be. A great example of this is a couple years ago when I was still trying to pretend like I could do online dating and I hated it. I agreed to a date. We're going to go out on a bike ride. Yes, everyone knew where I was going to be and all that kind of stuff. I arrive at the venue, I walk inside, and I'm trying to figure out, where's this dude? Because I was on time, but I was just like, I can't figure out where he is. I go back outside, and there's a guy sitting there, and I swear to you, dude was 100 pounds heavier than the photo that he had submitted. So basically, he'd shared a photo, and I literally asked, I was like, how old was that photo? And he's like, oh, it's like 10 years old. Show who you are, because we will notice at the date. Like we will just notice. Like I know it's crazy, but we will notice. So that's the other thing about online dating is I've found that to be the case on more than one occasion. It was really a waste of my time. It was a waste of theirs. And honestly, there are women who want a hot, fluffy man. Just own it. I didn't. I would have liked him better if he had owned it and just had the picture up than pretending he was something that he was not. So going into 2020, I'm really thinking about how am I going to meet people? Because I do a good job when I go outside of my house. When I'm outside of my house, I meet people. It's like some people don't meet people when they go outside. I meet people all the time and get free stuff. So I am incorporating that into my 2020 focus. Financial life. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Not enough people talk about how long-term debt repayment is exhausting. I'm exhausted. I was exhausted this year more than any other year with my debt repayment journey. It was just hard this year. I don't know what everything about it was just hard. And I've mentioned this before, but I completely understand why people quit debt payoff journeys because it's hard. And I have complete empathy for that. I thought that I would hit my goal, which was to pay off all unsecured debt by the end of the year. It is not going to happen. I think that it's important to also point out that I'm super close to it happening, but I just got so frustrated. I was like, when is this going to end? So one of the things that I dealt with was just debt fatigue, like long-term debt repayment fatigue. Like it's a thing. I struggled with it. I'm over it now because basically all I did for the last couple of months was rest because I like wore myself out after hosting Money on the Mountain and doing all that travel and stuff. But I can tell you that I'm over talking about debt, thinking about debt, paying off debt. I'm over it. However, I will get back on it. I will continue working on the goal. I'm closer than I was before. If I halfway focus on this, like literally if I just don't even try, everything will be done by my birthday, no matter what. And then I just have my student loans and one other bill. So I'm super close, but I'm going to be honest, I'm tired. So I'm trying to give myself some grace as I go into this upcoming year and continue on this area of focus, because I'm also focusing on growing income and slow fire. So that's the other thing as well. Interestingly, even though I'm not going to hit my goal at all, my online earnings and income in general have been going up. So despite everything, my online incomes, in particular passive income, which is an area that I'm so focused on, so passionate about, I love, that has been growing. And I cannot say enough how excited I am when I get a notification for $500 or for a couple hundred dollars or whatever, a couple grand. It is the best feeling in the world. So I am going to keep focusing on this because I know that this is going to really pay off in 2020. And again, I'll talk about how I'm planning on having a standout year in 2020 and how you can too. But all of the pain from this year will be the foundation of growth for next year. Some random highlights in 2019. Well, I was a podcast mentor and I was so proud to be a part of this project. There is an organization and a space in Denver called the House of Pod. It is basically a podcasting co-working space. It's very unique to the United States. It's very unique to Denver, excuse me. I think there's like three of these in the United States. Not House of Pods, but podcasting co-working spaces. And it was basically, they had been issued a grant, I think, in order to run a program to help women of color get into the podcasting space. So they literally had nannies on site for women who had littles. There were a couple really little, cute little kids. So say they had little kids and they were like, you know, I want to participate in this. They could bring their children to the podcasting space because there was an on-site nanny. They had food covered, like everything was covered. It was fantastic. So wonderful project, what wonderful program. And I was so proud to be a part of it. And I had two mentees. I'm still in touch with them and they paid me. Again, I would have done it for free, but I wasn't going to say no to them paying me. So that was awesome. Consistency was actually a highlight for 2019. This was something that I worked so hard on. It was the most difficult thing that I've worked on with blogging and podcasting was consistency. So freaking difficult. And I got it. Finally, I got it. Ugh. I made consistent passive income with my book sales. Now I write both nonfiction and fiction books and they were paying and people were purchasing them. And I love it so much. And I love sharing my course, Make Money with eBooks with people. I just love everything about it. And I'm excited to see what I can do in 2020 with the books. I ran a packed session at the Outlier Podcast Festival here in Denver. It was its inaugural year and it was wonderful to have basically a packed room, no one left, and people still come up to me. In fact, someone came up to me last week and told me that they were there for that session. So I feel really proud of that. I also ran a standing room only session with Jaleesa at Podcast Movement. And even though we were interrupted by a fire alarm right when we started, we had to leave. Like we had to leave the building, go out into the second layer of hell, which is Orlando in August. We continued to run the session. We walked back inside and continued to run it standing room only. I cannot tell you how proud I am of that session. That was just amazing. Also, Patrice Washington shouted me out at during her keynote. Like it was just amazing, an amazing event for me. and I'm so glad that I decided to attend. I was part of a fantastic panel about women in fire at the Seattle Lola Retreat. I love the work that Melanie Lockhart is doing for women, money, and mental health and empowerment. And I really hope that you're following what she's doing and listening to her future podcast, which looks like is dropping sometime in the early spring of 2020 about mental health and money. I hosted my first ever Money on Mountain retreat. It was, in my view, a huge success. I was terrified, honestly, of running this event. I was terrified. I did not want to be Ja Rule of the financial space. I did not want to have fire be the thing that you thought about when you thought of Money on the Mountain. And thank God that did not happen. It was a wonderful event. I had amazing attendees. I fed them every single meal Friday through Sunday. It was just great. I the weather was perfect. I didn't want to tell the ladies, but the likelihood of snow was really high. And then it snowed the week after. So I lucked out. It was just a wonderful experience. And I cannot wait to do the next two in 2021. I lost 20 pounds, even though at the time of this recording, I may have regained 5 or 8 because it's a holiday season. Like, get off my back already. And finally, I was part of an event called BizLifeCon, which was held at Microsoft headquarters here in Denver. It was a wonderful event. I ran basically a round table discussion, and it was a lot of fun. And then finally, it was, again, the year ended in the middle. It was a little too extra for me. I wish that it had been a calmer year. It wasn't. So I'm hunkering down for the next couple weeks. I'm resting. I'm getting my mind right. I'm working on plans. And I can't wait to share how you can have a standout year in 2020. I'm going to share what I'm going to do to make that happen for myself. And I just hope you have a wonderful, boring, chill holiday season, because honestly, this year has been way too extra for my liking. Let me know how your year went, how your end of year went. Feel free to email me at michellesmoneyhungry@gmail.com.